How did geocentrism stay around for so long, despite contradicting evidence? The answer lies in self-esteem of humanity. Geocentrism reinforced the belief that God placed his best creation, humanity, in center stage. The biggest problem with the heliocentric theory was theological. Heliocentric, by the way, is spelled H-E-L-I-O-C-E-N-T-R-I-C. The biggest criticism of heliocentric was in the role of God. Why would God choose to place us not on center stage, but in the wings, revolving around the sun, which itself is revolving around the galaxy, which itself is revolving around an ever-expanding universe? For us today, reconciling a belief in God with a belief in a moving Earth is not that difficult. However, to switch from a geocentric to a heliocentric view would cause people to question not only the Church's view on the sun and the Earth. People might start to question everything, including social structures, gender roles, and the afterlife. The Church and the traditional powers were therefore very interested in keeping this type of science from being pursued. However, with the culture of the Renaissance and Reformation era now in place, individual pursuit of knowledge and critical questioning of old traditions was encouraged. The stage was set to break down natural philosophy into the sciences. The story of geocentrism to heliocentrism is an excellent case study for how all aspects of knowledge became more scientific during this era.